Like so many great events across our region, the Great Wheelbarrow Race was in hiatus for 2 years due to the COVID-19 pandemic. So I just wanted to give a very quick update and give a bit of a plug to this absolutely fantastic community event, a great fundraiser for our region. Very quickly managed to grab, he's a very busy man, to say the least, Councillor Lockie Benstead is on the line. I believe he's sitting in a tractor, of all things. But Lockie, give us a quick rundown. I'm sure everyone knows what the Great Wheelbarrow Race is, but it hasn't been around for a couple of years, like I said. Lockie, give us a bit of a summary, bit of a recap on exactly what this fantastic event is.
Yeah, thanks, Gav. Yeah, absolutely. It's just one of these great events, and in fact, it's an event that's done nowhere else in the world. And as you just said, we've been sitting on the sideline for the past couple of years. We tried to meet Q Health guidelines initially. I got sworn in 2020, and then I don't know if I was silly enough or brave enough or what it did, but I put my hand up for the chair of the Wheelbarrow Race and was selected by the rest of the councillors. And so we've been underway for basically 3 years now, and we should have had three races by now, but unfortunately, we haven't. But this year, third time lucky, it's the year we're going to give it all, and we've got a huge support team that are on board with the Wheelbarrow Race Committee, and we've got awesome community support out there. And I guess now it's up to the teams to nominate for the 140Ks.
Lockie, what do people do? You literally are holding a wheelbarrow, and it's almost like a relay event where you're running or walking with a wheelbarrow huge distances. Paint a picture for people who may never have seen the Wheelbarrow Race.
Absolutely. Look, and you know what? It took my breath away when I started getting into the nuts and bolts of it all as well. It's like, why would you do this? So the most common one is a social team, and that's of 10 social competitors. You get yourself a bus, and there's plenty of bus companies around, and we provide you the wheelbarrow, and whoever wants to go first will pick up a wheelbarrow at the International Club in Mareeba on Friday the 20th of May at about 10 o'clock in the morning, and you start running, and then your bus will follow you with your 9 other competitors and possibly, you know, some support crew on there as well. And yeah, you're exactly right. It's a relay. You will stop. The second person will quickly jump out, grab hold of your wheelbarrow, and you'll jump back in the bus, recover, and hopefully do it all again for the next 3 days. So it's iconic. It's unique. It's grueling. It is not for the faint-hearted. There is a solo, the duo, the trio, the men's and the ladies, and heaps of categories to go in. And a little secret, we're talking to a gentleman in Tasmania who rang me up the other day and said, what is this wheelbarrow race thing? And I'm an avid adventurer around the world, and I can't go around the world, so I want to put this on my bucket list. And I've been talking to him, and he is so excited. So I guess technically he's our first overseas competitor.
Very exciting. Now, it's Mareeba to Chiligo, which is about 140 kilometres. That's quite a distance to be running or walking, pushing a wheelbarrow. And now, finally, Lockie Benstead, tell us, how can people register? How can they find out more information?
Yeah, absolutely. So 140Ks, it's not all in one day. It's over the 3 days. So the first leg is Mareeba to Dimbula, where we'll pull up in the early afternoon in Dimbula. Recover. We've got the local committees out there, the school committees that are putting on a great feed for us. We'll have a big screen, bit of entertainment, and then we'll kick off Saturday morning, first thing in the morning, and go right through to Elmerden. But we will be stopping in a little town they call Petford, where the Urban Bank Rural Fire Brigade will cook up a breakfast or lunch, depending on what time you get there. But then we finish at Elmerden that night. Same thing, the Elmerden pub is putting on some entertainment, and we'll have a big screen there again to watch all the footage. And then we'll head off Sunday morning right through to Chiligo and finish about lunchtime. And that's where people will get to cross the line of the big finish line there, cheer on, get the photos, get the memorabilia. We'll have a quick presentation and we'll wrap it up sort of mid-afternoon in Chiligo. But, yeah, go on the Great Wheelbarrow Race website. Feel free to even call it Mareeba Shire Council and I'll put you in contact with me. We also have a Facebook page, but our nominations are open. We're about halfway where we need to be with our nominations, and they're going to close on the 19th of April. So 3 weeks to ring your friends and say, hey, let's go do something that's done nowhere else in the world, the longest race, pushing a wheelbarrow ever, and tick it off your bucket list for 2022.
How good would a cold beer taste after that Sunday? Hey, rocking up at Chiligo, an icy cold beer. Oh, my God, that's got to be one of the great feelings of all time.
you'd just do it just for that, wouldn't you? I
mean, you would. That's the reward at the end.
Absolutely. There's two pubs in Chiligo, and they're excited. All the little towns are just so excited. It's such a good little economic driver for our little communities. And I really would love to see a big contingency from Cairns. At the moment, we've got a massive contingency from Atherton and Mareeba, but we want to see a contingency from Cairns from come up. We're excited to have it, Gavin. We appreciate your support on it, and I hope to see everyone on the May.
There you go. Fantastic. Head to greatwheelbarrowrace.com or just search Great Wheelbarrow Race on the web. You'll find it in lots of places. Registrations are closing in just a few weeks, so jump on board. Of course, a fantastic fundraiser for local charities as well. Councillor Lockie Benstead, great work. I'm very, very excited to see it all unfold over the next few months and, of course, kicking off on the 20th of May. Thanks for your time on the King Review today, Lockie.
Thank you, Gavin. Appreciate it.